We hear again a few of the verses from Matthew 11. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. Blessed is the one who is not offended by me." In the name of Jesus. Are we offended by Jesus? How would one be offended by Jesus? He came to bring blessing. Should that offend anyone? Will it offend us? The blind are given sight, the lame given strong legs. Who's offended by that? The lepers given healthy skin, the deaf given good ears. Who can be offended by this? Jesus raises dead to life. This is time for rejoicing, not offense. The poor have the gospel preached to them, those impoverished in sin, those beat down by guilt, those wanting to hide in the bushes because they're covered in shame. To all, Jesus proclaims the forgiveness of sins. For all, Jesus gives a cleansed conscience. Who is offended? But when Jesus walks around Galilee and when he enters Jerusalem, everyone is offended. The Pharisees and teachers of the law, they're offended. They want Jesus done away with. The Sadducees, they want Jesus indicted for crimes against the people. The elders and scribes, they hear Jesus teaching the people, and they're ready to have him under lock and key or worse. Even Jesus' own disciples, is there not offense there? Peter hears Jesus speak of his journey to the cross, and Peter is offended. That's not the way this lordship is supposed to go. Peter didn't sign up for it. He tells Jesus it cannot work that way. Matthew 16, 22. Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." His own disciples, John and James too, they hear Jesus speaking of being a servant of God who serves all sinners by giving his life the ransom for them on the cross, and they can't take it. James and John start making demands not about who can serve, but who can have the power. Mark 10:35. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus saying, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask." And Jesus said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Grant that we may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left, in glory." Jesus offends. He heals the sick, gives sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, strong legs to the lame, healthy skin to the lepers, life to the corpse. He gives forgiveness to the woman caught in adultery. He comes to the home and gives honor to the one known for alcoholism. He speaks with respect and love to the broken, and he offends. He has no army, no weapons of war, no political party, no social movement. He's organizing no great march on the Capitol. He's creating no new government programs to fix every known problem. He's taking no one's political power base, yet he offends. Jesus must offend. He must be offensive to the world. The world of Jerusalem and Rome, the world of Pilate and Herod, and he must be offensive also to our world. He must offend you and me because we're in sinful flesh. We try to improve it. We try to make progress. We even try to cover it up or even divert attention to someone else's sin. But at the end of the day, we are in sinful flesh. Sinful flesh wants to do many things that are sin. But there's one sin ruling over all the others. Sinful flesh wants and is tempted by the demons to be what it is, sinful. What temptations do we fall to in our life of flesh? We only need to look at the Ten Commandments for that. We know that. Love and honor of parents and family, parents treating children with care and respect, love for neighbor, serving neighbor with gifts of vocation, upholding our neighbor's name and reputation, our neighbor's wealth and possessions. We're tempted, though, to place ourselves above all that and be more concerned with how these things affect us or how we can judge our neighbor. But the real temptation, the ultimate victory the devil desires, the thing so natural to our sinful flesh that it drives everything we do and is the reason that we are in our life of flesh offended by Jesus, we want to justify ourselves. We want to use the law to make ourselves righteous. We want deep down to think that we can somehow improve our lives, somehow make progress in our flesh, so that we can somehow stand before God in our own worthiness. And then when Holy Jesus shows up, our sinful flesh is offended. Offended because Jesus came to give gifts. And the one who is justifying himself lives before God not according to what he has given, but according to what he can earn. So gifts are an offense. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, but the one who's chasing down his own righteousness by the law denies that he is even lost. Jesus came to heal the sick and give gifts to the poor in spirit, but the one pursuing his own improvement in the flesh is not looking for gifts. Jesus came to justify the sinner and give the gift of grace. When the devil tempts us, though, to justify ourselves, grace is the last thing we think we need. After all, even in the way things work in our world, even someone like the billionaire Bill Gates does not receive gifts from a beggar. Warren Buffett is not ready to receive 20 bucks of spending money from an unemployed factory worker. The sinner thinks he's wealthy. The sinner working to justify himself thinks he's rich toward God and is offended to receive gifts from Jesus. But Jesus came to justify the sinner, to give gifts to the poor in spirit. If we think that we are not sinner, we will be offended by Jesus giving gifts to sinners. If we are not emptied out and poor in spirit, we will be offended by Jesus. If we are changing our lives and becoming better Christians by our own works, then we will be offended by Jesus. Jesus came to give gifts to those who are poor and emptied out, to those deaf and blind to the word of God, to those dead in their trespasses. Blessed, said Jesus, is the one who is not offended by me. Blessed are those who live in sinful flesh, who are daily afflicted by the devil and daily fall to sin, and who yet hear the gospel of Jesus, who redeems the sinner and forgives all sin, and in repentance say, "This is my Lord." Blessed are those who hear and see Jesus distributing his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, and instead of saying, "I'm working on changing my life and improving myself," say, "This body and blood, this forgiveness of sins, this is for me. Let me eat it and drink it as my Lord gives me to do." Blessed are those who, while in sinful flesh, hear the gospel of Jesus and say, "Speak to me this word every day. Let me speak this word of Jesus to my neighbor. Let me commend myself and my family to this Lord and his gospel every night as I go to sleep. Let me always know my sin and never be offended to receive the gift of forgiveness and cleansing and healing from my Lord." Jesus said, "Blessed is the one who is not offended by me." In the name of Jesus, amen.